Good evening. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'd like to welcome you to the Enterprise Town Advisory Board for December 14th, 2022. First order of business, would you please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Let the record show that for the roll call, Tanya is excused. She had a minor car problem on the way, so by the time she gets it fixed, we won't be here. We have no county staff tonight, so we're kind of on our own. A few notes for the meeting tonight. Items on the agenda may be taken out of order, which would be tough to do. Board of Council may combine two or more agenda items for consideration. The Board of Council may remove an item for the agenda or delay discussion relating to an item at any time. No action may be taken on any matter not listed on the posted agenda. Public comments and responses to the applicant's presentation will be limited to 3 minutes. All planning and zoning matters heard at this meeting are forwarded to the Board of County Commissioners, Zoning Commission BCC, or the Clark County Planning Commission PC for final action. Please turn off or mute all cell phones or electronic devices. And please take all private conversations outside the room. Doesn't look like many tonight. And there. That brings me down to the first public comment period. This period is devoted to comments by the general public about items on the agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded an opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the Board of Council about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period at the end of this agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium and, if applicable, clearly state your name, address, and spell your last name for the record. If any member of the Board of Council wishes to extend the length of the presentation, will be done by the chair or Board of Council by a majority vote. Now, are there any public comments for tonight? Hearing none, seeing none, I will close the public comment. First item on the agenda is approval of the minutes for 30 November 2022. I do not have any additions, deletions, or corrections. Board members? Carmen?
I was not here, but Tiffany said they were good to go.
Okay. So I'll make a motion that we approve the Enterprise Town Advisory Board minutes for November 30, 2022 as published. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Next item is approval of the agenda for December 14th, 2022, to hold, combine, or delete any items for possible action. And I've got no notice of any holds, delete, or combinations. You gentlemen have anything? Okay. So I will make a motion to approve the Enterprise Town Board agenda as published. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. I've got one informational item tonight, and this is on Transform Clark County. There was a presentation over the last week in a number of stakeholder groups in there, and installment number 2 of the new code for to replace Title 30. And I found it quite interesting reading all 206 pages of it in there. But I've got a slip over on the table which has got where you can pick up the presentation that was given by the consultants. Also, you can look at the presentation, and in here select participate and actually add your comments to anything you desire on it, which will be taken into account, and a request that that be done by December 30, 2022 in that. So it's different. I think some of it is very good. Some of it needs work. And I think the more comments we get, and especially from the professional people, the better. So that's. No. Board members, anything else for informational items? Carmen?
No.
Okay, so I'll close informational items. That brings me down to planning and zoning. And item number one is UC220635, use permit to reduce the separation from a separate club to a residential use in conjunction with an existing shopping center on 0.3 acres in a T2 commercial general zone, generally located on the southeast corner of Rainbow Boulevard and Shelbourne Avenue with an Enterprise for possible action. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Mr. Chairman, members of the board. Jeff DePaulo here with Argentum on behalf of the applicant. Tonight we're here seeking your approval for an SUP for an existing restaurant use that's requesting approval of a supper club liquor license. The supper club is currently located, here's Rainbow, here's Shelbourne, and right here is Woodlawn, and this is the Dirt Dog restaurant right here in this existing center. The reason for the SUP is we're about 175 feet from the residential. So from the front door of the establishment to the residential, it's about 175 feet, where we need to be 200 feet. There is a parking lot that separates us, and also an 8-foot block wall that separates us as well. So there's no direct access from the residential to the restaurant. The closest residential to get access to, you would have to go north on Rainbow and come down Shelbourne over here to Foxbrook, and that's about, I think it's about 840 feet, and then the other entrance into this residential development is south on Rainbow or Foxbrook, and it's about 1400 feet away. So a staff's recommending approval. That we're here to answer any questions you have.
Okay. I'll open item number one up for public comment. Hearing none, seeing none, I'll close the public comment from that. Board members? I think it's pretty much a standard supper club application, so.
I'd agree. Normally I wouldn't like bringing something quite that close to residential, but I believe that there also may be adjacent uses that are similar and already have a use permit in that area, so.
Yeah, the lodge has got a full bar.
It doesn't seem discongruent with the area. Well, my normal opinion would be that I wouldn't like it that close to the residential
component. Yeah. Well, a lot of times a supper club where there's not a real sit-down bar at, then that's a little different than a full-up bar. So I'll make a motion on item number one, UC220635, for approval per staff conditions. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you. Everybody has a happy holidays.
Thank you. You too. Item number two is DR220634. Design review for a finished grade in conjunction with an approved single-family residential development on 9.1 acres in an R2 medium-density residential zone, located on the north side of Chartan Avenue and east side of Buffalo Drive, with an Enterprise for possible action. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. My name is Jeffrey Armstrong, A-R-M-S-T-R-O-N-G. One correction is 1.9 acres.
1.9.
Yes.
Sorry?
We're requesting increased grading from 36 inches up to 60 inches, 5 feet. The cross section that I showed, well, first, the property is located on Buffalo Drive and Chartan Avenue, the northeast corner. The section I show here is where we cut the cross section. The highest point on this wall would be right here in the middle between lots 3 and lot 4. The reason we are requesting this is there's an existing manhole located in Buffalo.
Could you use the microphone? Pull it off so we can. Yeah, we can hear you, but we need to make sure the tape recorder can.
Okay. The reason we're requesting this is there's an existing manhole which we'll be connecting to.
prior to this, we met with the property owners located in the subdivision to the east. There's an existing manhole located here. We tried to get them to approve us connecting our sewer to them, but they weren't very receptive to it. So we had to bring the sewer back out to Buffalo. Existing manhole, less than 3 feet, and grading up here created the need for an increased wall height. In our first application, or the application that was done prior to us taking over the project, we were approved up to 47 inches. Our request is up to 60 inches now. As you can see, the property, existing property line, existing grading goes down here, and we're increasing the wall just at this location. The wall location will be directly adjacent to these two properties. There's an existing drainage going through here, which will not affect them, but there'll be an increased wall height of 5 feet in this location. Staff is recommending approval. I'm here to request your approval, and I'm here to answer any questions that you may have.
Okay. I'll open item number two up for public comment. Hearing none, seeing none, I'll close the public comment. Board members?
Did you say there's a change to the wall height? Did you say there was a change to the wall height?
We were approved for up to 47 inches
for the
previous application.
For the fill, but not, I was saying, it didn't reference anything about wall height in the application.
This is what it's for. It's for grading over.
I didn't know if you were increasing the height of the wall as well as the grading.
No, the wall will be 5 feet. The grading is 4. As you can see on here, the existing grade is 5 feet below the top of the proposed wall.
Does your cross-section show the existing grade of the adjacent parcel?
The cross-section gives elevation here of about 2647.
And what's your pad height?
Our pad height will be 2653.
And is there an existing wall?
No, there's not.
There isn't an existing wall at the end of the neighbor's house?
There's a screen wall there, but our wall will be retaining.
So you've got a redundant wall, or are you spaced away from the existing wall?
We'll be adding on to their existing wall.
So are you using their existing wall as your retaining wall and then adding on to that?
No. Excuse me.
Okay.
We will have a redundant wall. I'm sorry. Okay. I was thinking about the northern section. We'll have a redundant wall adjacent. There'll be a space in between the walls, which is what we're required to do.
I don't think they're left with a lot of choice.
We really don't have any choice. As I said, we contacted the homeowners association to the east, and we tried to work out a deal with them where we could run the sewer through the existing street, but they were not receptive to our requests.
How far away from the house to the east is this combination of retaining and wall going to be?
The existing wall is at 5 feet. Our wall will probably be around 6.5 feet.
No. I mean from the house.
From the house.
What I'm looking at is these houses are very close to their property line.
Hey, let me interject one thing here.
Yes.
They already have, on their original application, the zone change, approval for 10-foot wall.
Okay.
Now, one of my questions are going to be is when you add 13 inches, are you going to have to come back in for waiver of standards? Because, you know, here it says 6 foot of screen wall with 4 foot of retaining. Or are you just going to swap a part of the screening wall for retaining?
Yeah, we'll have to.
So that will stay within the current approved?
Correct.
And that's what you said, right? You said a 5 foot screen wall on top of your retaining?
No, there'll be a 6 foot screen wall on top of the retaining.
So then you are increasing your overall height.
That sounds like 11 feet of wall.
Yeah, we'll probably have the wall at 4 feet.
Yeah.
There'll be a maximum total of 10 feet.
Yeah, that's the only way you can stay within, otherwise it'd require a waiver of standards.
That's correct.
Yeah. So that was going to be one of my questions when I read all this, and so.
Yeah, it's a very difficult situation to resolve. We didn't want to do it this way, but we were left with very few options.
No.
If you're staying within the original condition, then I'm less concerned.
Yeah, that they have not asked for a waiver, so that's
we
all,
have,
only
we have
assumption.
To make it work somehow.
No, I hear you, but
yeah.
You've said two different things. That's why I'm wanting to make sure that the condition, if you're going to comply with the condition, you wouldn't end up with 5 feet of fill and 6 feet of wall.
I'll go ahead and make a motion on item 2, DR220634, for approval for staff conditions.
Okay. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you very much. Yep. Off the record, I've been doing this for 22 years, and this is the first time I've ever seen this.
Enterprise? Yes.
Or any of the other times.
Things have slowed down tremendously.
Yeah, we've seen the same thing in our
Let me finish the meeting, then we can talk.
Okay, sounds good.
And it won't take me long. General business is none. Comments by the general public? I'll open up for comments by the general public. Hearing none, seeing none. I'll close the comments by the general public. Next meeting date is, next regular meeting will be December 28, 2022 at 6 p.m. in the Windmill Library. I will make a motion for adjournment at 6:17 p.m. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Meeting adjourned.